Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to a spooky episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney joined by Will.
Hey.
And returning after a coon's age, we have Mark.
Hey, guys.
Today we're going to talk about Red Dead Redemption 2. Mark and Will have played a good amount of time of it. And I've played basically the prologue, but I know enough to keep up with them, I guess. So, today we recorded another episode of our new podcast called the What You Watching Now podcast, all about movies, and we talked about the October in review and what we're looking forward to in November. And also, November 3rd, Will and I will be doing a 24-hour charity stream, so join us definitely on our Twitch and our YouTube channel, and we're going to be streaming for 24 hours. We're going to speedrun Halo 1 and play 2, 3, 4. 4, 5, and ODST in the span of 24 hours, and it's going to be a grind. You excited, Will?
No comment.
No comment, yeah. No, one will be fun. Two is going to be bullshit. Three will be fine, because I think we're playing with two other guys. Four is what it is, and five is bullshit.
Yeah, we just have to figure out how to make everything work, so we're still on the technical side of it.
Yeah. Anyways, that's all next week. So right now, why don't we talk about Red Dead Redemption 2? And that's all coming up right now. All right, so Red Dead Redemption 2 came out last Friday, October 26th. What the fuck day is it? 20. Okay, so it's been out for 2 days now.
26. You're right.
All right. I'm making sure I'm on the same bandwagon as you guys. So that came out on Friday. So it's been out for 2 days. It became available to play Thursday night at 9 p.m. Yeah. So that actually worked out for me because I made a pact to get with my wife that I wasn't allowed to play video games at all this weekend. Because I'm playing because I'm playing games for 24 hours straight next weekend. So I think that's a fair trade.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, so I only had about 3 hours to play this game. So I'm still in the prologue. But, anyway, so...
How's that 2.5-hour-a-week rule going for you?
Yeah, you know, I just play when she's asleep. So I get I get about 8 hours a weekend.
Perfect.
She's like, you can't play more than 2.5 hours a week. We made a deal. I'm like, okay, well... I didn't make that deal. You just thought I agreed to this deal, and I'm running a fucking video game channel, so that's not
gonna
work. You
know what? You should use this as your freaking springboard to get shit. So, like, every time she's like, you can only play video games for 2.5 hours, well, then I get a blowjob. Or something along those lines. I don't know what you want, but...
Well, I think demanding a blowjob is not going to go very well. With any
I'm
woman.
I'm so glad we got rid of our kids friendly.
Yeah, this is after dark for sure. I'm sorry, guys.
This is Teletoon at night right now. I made a deal with her. I was like, hey, you should play Mario Party with me because I wanted to play with another person and not three CPUs. And she's like,
yeah.
you know, the general attitude-y, you know, wifeness. And
did she like it, though?
Well, I made her a deal. I'm like, hey, I'll do two super nice things for you if you play Mario Party with me, like one game of Mario Party. And she's like, okay. Like, she had fun. She was visually having fun. And then she's like,
oh, there you go.
She's like, I didn't have fun. I'm like, you fucking lie. You lie. You had fun.
This such a, just because she thinks if you have fun, then you're going to renege on the two nice things that you have to do for her because she enjoyed it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the two nice things I did was pick up the massive amount of dog shit in my front yard and something else. Oh, go to the, after working a 12 and a half hour day, go to the grocery store and buy some things for her. So I'm like, oh, those aren't too bad. That was like,
jokes on her. You would have done those anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. So, anyway, so back on to stuff that matters. Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm mixed. Mark, you're gonna be bad cop today, which is exciting.
I'm mixed,
and then you're mixed as well. So why don't we start with the good? Let's start with the good before Mark explodes.
With the good, yeah, before I shit
graphics,
on everything. Yeah.
Graphics.
Oh yeah, the graphics were are amazing.
No, you know what? Okay, I'll get it. I'm sorry, Will. I'll let you finish before I fucking. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I find the graphics are great, and what I really like are the
1X.
When you're doing the prologue is the snow.
Yeah.
When you walk around the snow and you actually make footprints, but if it's really snowing, you can actually watch your footprints start to fade.
Yeah, it's and it, like your footprints stay there. Like they don't disappear. Like it's not like you run and then every 10th step disappears in the sand or some bullshit. It's like they're there permanently. But what I found with the graphics is playing the game, I mean, I don't think it's my monitor. My monitor's like 1080p. It's a high quality monitor. But when I watched it on my computer the next day, like the video that I uploaded to YouTube, which was the first three missions, it looked way better when you actually watch the world around you rather than just being in the game and playing the game and going, oh, there's a buddy, I'm gonna shoot buddy or whatever. I just thought, like, if you actually take a moment and just appreciate the graphical accomplishments of this game.
Uh-huh. Rodney, there's a lot of stuff you're touching on that I'm gonna touch on as well.
Oh good.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, no, the graphics are top shelf for sure. I was carrying a deer, like a dead deer, back to the cook or the camp or whatever, and then my horse just shits in front of me. I'm like, all right, well, that's realism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You'll see that happen a lot.
Yeah. I didn't get a good chance to look at the balls though, so.
I haven't. Well,
like, Will, what do you think about the game for like gameplay aspect, comparing it to like GTA 5? Like, how do you like it compared to the other
Red Dead? Very similar to GTA, and it's the same thing as the original Red Dead. Like the gun mechanics, everything, nothing's really changed there.
For me, I played the original Red Dead, but I played it like a long time ago, like probably when it first came out. And I don't know, for me, maybe it's because I've played a lot of FPS games lately, but the controls didn't feel natural to me. I don't know about you, Mark, but yeah, they just didn't feel right.
Okay, no, so did you turn the aim assist off? Because that's the one thing I find with this game is there's literally no skill in it. Like, if you float towards a character's upper half, it gets drawn to the head, and then you just press R2 and it's done. So you literally do not, if your aim assist is really high, you don't even have to be good. You can just float your cursor over to the guy's, like, a foot away from the guy's head, and it gets drawn to the head, and if you time it right, it's drag headshot.
Yeah.
And so once you literally figure that mechanic out, you're laughing.
Yeah, I agree with you. The aim assist was fucking high. It's so high.
You can turn it down though, but like,
mine's,
I mean,
down. I put it on moderate.
Okay. I better change that then, yeah. Go ahead.
Honestly, for me, like, mine, I didn't, like Will, I didn't, like, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't see an easy, medium, difficult, or like, hard or anything like that. I've just been playing the way it's been going, but I went into the settings after, and I looked, and aim assist is jacked right up. And I honestly thought I was freaking way better than I was when I first started, and then I realized aim assist was... all the way up, and then I'm like, yeah, I'm not so good.
No, I wanted to play as much of the game as I could so I didn't fool around in the settings, but I noticed immediately, like, the first fight where I did the wolves, like, the aim assist was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to turn that down for sure, because that was the other complaint I had about this game, too, is it was like, I mean, I'm only in the prologue, so I was letting it go, but it just was, it's fucking easy. It's so easy. Like,
no, the game gets a lot harder, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's some stupid missions where you're trying to be stealthy, but, and then, you know what I don't like, and this is going to be my problem right here, is you can be wearing your fucking face mask, and somehow you'll still get a bounty.
Well, see, that's
like,
the thing.
How the
that
hell
we,
do they
okay.
know who you are? Okay. Like, this is some are, bullshit.
So, the thing that I brought up with Will yesterday while we were playing is it was a huge thing in the game is the fact that, okay, so you do a mission and you have to kill a bunch of people, you get a bounty and you get like a, like I had like $100 bounty and I finished the mission, completed it, and then I try and go do another mission, but I still have that same $100 bounty in the town that my next mission's in, and the NPCs don't deal with you when you have a bounty. But the thing that's the crappy is, okay, give me a bounty, let me pay it off. You can't pay it off because money is a huge thing in this game, and you don't get a lot of it right off the bat. So now it's like, I can't go to town.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, dude. And you're sitting there, and it, guess what? Your bounty doesn't go away that fast. And if it does, I'm not sure if it does. Don't quote me. Me and Will were on last night waiting and watching our bounties. He says his went down.
Mine disappeared completely.
I don't think so. I had a freaking $85 bounty, and it was there for like a good solid 3.5 hours. And I was still playing, and I decided to go to bed after that.
Yeah. Well, I still have the bounty from the Blackwater City.
Yeah,
I'm
but that's
that
fine.
Off, it's like $85. So.
Dude, mine's in Blackwater is $265. After I freed that guy, it's $265. Yeah, and that's all. Like, that's more than the money I have in my.
When I freed everyone, I murdered everyone, so there is no witness to raise my bounty.
Oh, and see, I got screwed. I was like standing there in the tall grass talking to you, didn't even want to start the fight, and then all of a sudden a security guard sees me, and then all of a sudden that's it, and then I killed everybody, and then I'm left with a $265 bounty.
So here's a good question, Mark. How does it feel that your bounty in the game is as much as the fucking physical copy of Red Dead Redemption 2?
It's terrible. Terrible. I mean, like, that's the one thing that bugs me. You can't, like, what do you do? You can't do anything. Poor Will, I caught up to him. Will's played like a day ahead of me, and yet I feel like I'm just where he is, because he's been running around. He's got bounties
exploring.
In three different, well, because you've had bounties in three different towns and you're waiting for them to go away.
Yeah,
you can't even do anything in the game. You
even
can't
though
even
I
do
have
anything.
Like $600, I was like, I'm not paying $25 for that bounty. I'm waiting for it to go down.
$25? What game are you playing? I get $25 per kill. It seems like I'm at like 100 bounty, 200 bounty, and like that's like I don't even have $300.
Yeah, I've got like 600.
I don't know how you make money so fast.
There's so much you can do in the game. Like, I found the bounty hunting missions. The first one you do gives you, like, $50, and then the other one gives you $25. And
that's
then if you hunt, like, the legendary animals and stuff like that, you get a good amount of stuff from that, and then robbing houses.
Yeah, I bet the guidebook helps out with that, eh, Will?
Actually, I haven't really looked too much at the guidebook. The only thing I looked at was where to find the legendary animals.
Yeah.
And the only one I chased was the legendary beaver. He was easy. He died in one hit with the bow.
Is she nice?
I actually felt really bad.
You missed my joke. Anyways.
I caught it. The legendary beaver.
All right, okay.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it.
Yeah. I just did not know how to reply.
I didn't hear it, but I would have replied if I had heard it.
Yeah. So the one issue I had in the prologue is I'm sure it might, well, I'm not sure, but the snow plays a big part of it, but your character just is so fucking slow. Like, he walks
fucking slow, dude. Like, when you're in your camp later on, you can't even run. You just walk.
Okay.
Like, come on.
So, yeah, okay, so you guys, whoever has played GTA 5 out there, and they know this, whenever you're in your apartment, they fixed this in GTA 5, is when you're in your apartment, you were never able to run. You'd always have to walk slowly. They fixed that. I'm sure they're going to fix that with Red Dead. So that wasn't, like, the main issue. The snow thing, what I want to touch on, is they did a great job of, like, honestly, I didn't like the way they had their health. Like, we didn't touch on this yet, but like their health bar, you have that one circle around and then you have the heart in the middle.
It's,
I thought
so
that was
hard to keep track of. I don't
I like it, actually. I think that that's taking it a step further, which I didn't really like it at first. But like when you brought it up to me, like, dude, the heart in the middle is your regen. So whenever you lose health, the heart in the middle will replenish your outside health, but that takes away the heart in the middle. So yeah. Once that's down, your health won't regen, and you start getting slow. Like, I don't mind that aspect, actually, because it's not a hindrance. Like, you have to do it every once in a while, but they don't make you do it all the time, kind of thing. No.
But you also have to eat and sleep in the game too, or your guy has energy.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, that was the heart I was talking about, but yeah. The energy is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's not, it's not, I don't mind that, actually. I don't mind that at all.
I'm just saying the actual, like, health bar, because, like, it's that little circle. It's so hard to pay attention to when I'm in a gunfight, though. So that's my only problem. Like, I prefer my health bar being a bit more noticeable.
Oh, well, I agree with that, too, because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten lit up by two bullets, and then I just randomly, because, like, sometimes there's no cover when you're in an open field, and then if, like, four guys light you up and you get hit four times, you're almost dead. And then I'll, like, glance at my health bar, and I've got nothing. And it's like, oh, I really wish I would have, like, I agree with that.
So, I haven't played the game that much, obviously, but, do you have to choose the right times to sleep, like, and the right places? Like, if you sleep, like, for example, if you sleep in a fucking town you're wanted in, and they're like, hey, there's Buddy, he's asleep, fucking arrest him. Like, does that kind of shit happen?
Well, no. So, you're fine. Like, what it is there's, you can sleep in the open, because what it is once your energy gets low, once the middle energy bolt is done, your energy won't replenish. You're slow. You won't dodge. You won't do anything.
You're basically lethargic.
yeah, pretty much. So you can sleep on the open wilderness. They give you unlimited campfires, and you can still. And no, you can't. You can't go to. And that's another thing, which is kind of shitty, is if you're a bounty in that area, you can't go to any hotel in any city in your area because you're wanted and they won't deal with you. So that also is like, well, goddamn. So I got to either stagecoach, which don't even get me started on their fast travel system. We'll get into that. But like, you got to travel 20 minutes just to freaking, you know what I'm talking about, Will.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's only a few stagecoaches, and they're all, like, by the cities. There's none where you really need to be. So, like, it's such bullshit.
I'll get into an example here that I came into. So, my horse died. I have a bounty at this point, and I was like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to go do the side mission. So, I go do the side mission. My horse bumps a train, and it dies. So now I'm stuck in God knows yonder with a bounty in the region and no horse, and I need to go to a stable. So I run to the closest stable, which took me 10 minutes, go to said stable, and they won't even deal with me. And I can't even pay the bounty off at the damn post office because the post office and the stable were like shared or something, and they wouldn't even deal with me. So now I have to hike to the city to go to the post office to pay my bounty. dude, that was like, it was a half an hour of me running, and I was talking to you on the phone, Will. You know this.
I remember.
I was like, this was so, it was the most annoying thing. And then finally I paid my bounty, was able to go to a stable, buy a new horse, and then get on my way. But that was literally 45 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back.
So why can't you, like, not invoke fear in these fucking people? Like, you go to the stable, you're like, how about you give me a fucking horse or I'm going to fucking shoot your goddamn dick off.
It's just, it's, dude, they overdid it. So now, like, yeah, it's cool. I like it where all the, when you're a bounty, none of the people look at you the same way. Like, dude, I accidentally jumped on the wrong guy's horse and I had a bounty and nobody in the town would deal with me anymore. So it's like, I like that. But at the same time, it's like, man, when you're in a desperate situation and it costs you 45 minutes of time to do this, that's the little things that people like, it's not a classic anymore. You know what I mean? When you have that, that's a strike against Red Dead for me. Like, and I know it's new, but it's like, what, did you guys rush this out? What, like, there's a lot of bugs and glitches, like, that I've seen, and I'm only in the first, like, maybe 5 hours of playthrough.
Yeah, but there's always little bugs in games, you know?
But, yeah. Dude, that's, like, kind of ridiculous, like...
Well, you know what? On the subject of bugs, like, yeah, there's always been bugs in video games, but at the same time... The video games nowadays are now so much more complex that it's like, it's obviously gonna have bugs. That
I get that, yeah. And like, you know what? Like, let's go to graphics for a second too. The graphics aren't even that fucking great. I'm sorry, I swore. But they're not even that great. Like, I was expecting a lot more, and like, I don't know if they like Detroit Become Human was the pinnacle of graphics. I don't know why we can't get that with and meld with an MMO. I don't know if it just takes too much time, but like, I didn't like, I saw an article about the best and the worst for all the systems that are out, and Xbox One X does kill it. But like, I've noticed for even like, I have like the second or third gen PS4 that it's kind of laggy at some points when you're in big cities, and like they say Xbox, the original Xbox, is the worst. So I wonder how are you doing with it, Rodney?
I have the original Xbox One. I don't have the X. It looked fine. It honestly looked fine. Like, I'm running 1080 right now. Like, I'm not running 4K, and I thought it looked fine. And then when I watch, like, if
you're running 1080p though, right?
Yeah. But if I go on to the on our YouTube page where I released that video of the first three missions, and I'm playing it on 720p, it still looks fucking good. I don't have an Xbox One X, and I don't have a 4K. I have a 4K TV, but the wife gets that. So yeah, like I haven't experienced it in 4K, and honestly, I don't even notice much of a difference with 4K when I watch 4K things or play 4K things. Even
I don't know, man. Have you ever played Detroit Become Human?
No.
Have you ever played any one of those For mine, like, Quantic Dreams, their graphics are insane. And, like, when I saw Detroit Become Human, that was, like, that should be the standard for all games with how they look. And I just felt that, like, it was just too, like, textured. Like, I didn't see any definition in the leaves. I like the gimmick where, like, I don't know if you've got there yet, but, like, clothing plays a huge part. You have to wear summer clothes for summer climates and winter clothes for winter climates. That's all cool, but like, when you can't see the expression in the leaves and just like the grass and stuff like that, I feel like, I don't know.
I think that I mean, I don't really look
I'm
into that
really
kind of
harsh
stuff
too.
Yeah, I know you're being super harsh. You're kind of a new age gamer where you look at graphics and go, oh, can't be good. It's 16-bit.
I'm a millennial, dude. Yeah. I expect way more from the shit that, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand that, like, if I play a game and, like, you're saying, like, if the texture is not in the leaves, then the game's shit. Kind of what,
yeah,
I just heard.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. When 3/4 of your game is roaming the plains and I see blurry leaves.
No, I wasn't agreeing with you. I was just saying that it's that doesn't define the game for me. Like, if they make a fucking visually stunning game, but then, you know, the game starts to be laggy or whatever the fuck, and they just kind of tune down the visuals just to make the gameplay experience better, I think that's what it's more about than the blurriness of the leaves.
I agree with you if you have a dynamite story.
True.
But we'll like, I haven't played enough of Red Dead to, like, right now I feel unconnected with the character. So, like, if you have a dynamite story, then I will look past a lot of things. But if you know, like, 6-7 hours in, I'm still unconnected, then obviously you're going to notice a lot more of these things.
Yeah, I guess. True.
No, I don't know.
So
that's my...
So the fast track system, Will, is it the same as the first one? Basically?
In which way?
No.
Like, where you're like, oh, hey, look, there's a state... Like, you just find a random stagecoach and you go, yeah, take me here, and then it just instantly takes you there?
No, you actually have to find a freaking stagecoach, like, center.
That's re...
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, that's why we're complaining. Because it's like, what's the point if I am at one point and I have to go somewhere? Obviously, players are just going to go to their mini-map, click a stagecoach, and go there. But now we're having to travel to a city that has a stagecoach just to get closer. I get for the longer journeys, that will be useful. But, man, does that make it annoying when it's like I've got like a 10-minute ride to the stagecoach, or like a 12-minute ride to the your objective. It's yeah.
It takes a while.
So there's none roaming the world at all?
No. So what it is you go to a state, you go to a city, you unlock the stagecoach, and then from there you can go to any other stagecoach you've unlocked.
Okay, so. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. Cause I'm trying to think.
I just hear you trying to wrap your head around it.
Who fucking thought that was a good idea? Why don't they have random fucking stagecoaches?
So, yo, that's exactly what I said when I heard that. I'm like, was a swing and a miss.
Well, like, I mean, like, at least have stagecoaches roaming the world, right? And then it could show you on your map, hey, there's a stagecoach, hey, you know, near you.
Hey, Rodney, at least it ties into your first thing where you're like, you get to traverse the map and you really get to explore.
I think, like, maybe that's probably why they fucking did that, because they're like, oh, we want people to explore the world that we've spent a fucking decade fucking making. And
yeah,
so that's probably why.
And then when you realize that there's blurry fucking leaves, you're gonna be pissed. Like, straight off.
Oh, okay, well, that's a piss off. So
you'll get there, bro. You'll get,
you know,
there.
What, I'll explore the world fully, like, I'll be into every single individual area once, but, like, after I've been there, like, I don't want to fucking do the journey again. Like, I want to fast travel. Yeah,
I know. And, like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, literally, like, their traversing the map was pretty good. Like I like that you can fast travel to every viewpoint. But why couldn't they just steal that from them? Fast travel to every stagecoach. I would have accepted that. You know,
or city.
Well, because every stagecoach is in a city, so you get to fast travel to any city. So why can't you just do that? Like, why do we have to try and reinvent the wheel here and have it sucking?
I'm really hoping that what they actually do is they give you, like, something to call a stagecoach to your location, like, later in the game. But that would cost, like, extra money or something. Like, oh, you know, $10 fucking, you know, hail fee or some bullshit. That'd be fine. As long as you
100%,
don't...
100%. Yeah. That would be fine. Yeah. I mean, I really hope they do change something in an update where it makes it, like, you know, listen to the community and then, like, let's fix this.
Well, it seems like Rockstar does do that. They do listen to the feedback of the gamers that are playing the game.
Because, man, once you play a little more, Rodney, you're going to realize how annoying it is when, like, you're, like, literally in a town. And then it's like, oh, it's like worth stagecoaching or it's not worth. You're just going to ride there. And then it's like, sweet, I got a 10. Every mission you do, everything you do, you have a 10, 15 minute, like a 10 minute ride somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I found super annoying in the prologue is it seemed to take like 2 minutes to get to where you needed to go from your camp, but it took like 20 minutes to get back. I'm like, how the fuck did what fucking goddamn goat trail are you taking me down?
That's literally it in a nutshell. Like, I remember Will complaining about that too when he played, and he's like, I was going to do this, but it was too far away. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm like, just don't be lazy. And now I'm really seeing what he's meaning. It's like, man, that quest is all the way up there. I don't want to go up there.
It's like 20 minutes of riding.
And you know what? Like, they don't even have what Assassin's Creed has. It's where, like, you can set it and, like, forget it, and you can watch your horse. You literally have to hold X or tap X the whole goddamn 10-minute ride.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
There's no auto ride?
A lot of problems. No. No. There's no auto ride.
That's garbage. That's fucking garbage.
Oh, dude, you should have seen it already. Like, those 2-minute rides you're doing yourself, they only get worse.
It's like, tap A to match their speed. And I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah. It's hold A to match their, or like PlayStation's hold X to match their speed. But yeah, dude, if you
want to go faster, you got to keep pressing it. So you're just button mashing A the whole 20-minute ride. Go, Shadow, go.
Hurry the fuck up.
This is trash. Yeah, this is fucking garbage, dude. I'm so choked.
Whoa, buddy. Like, these, like, because I didn't, like, in the prologue, when I noticed a few of these things, I held my tongue a little bit because I'm like, we'll see. Because, like, it's not even open world yet. We don't even know what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden it gets open world and I'm still mashing the button and I have twice the distance to go. I'm just like, Jesus, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the other thing in the prologue, too, that pissed me off. Because I'm like, oh, I want to go explore up here. And it's like, no, stay with Buddy. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I want to go.
No, it'll still fucking do that, dude. You'll be on a mission and I'm trying to loot bodies and they're like getting too far ahead of me. And then all of a sudden it just mission ends.
You got too far away. Oh, Buddy, you can't loot bodies. If you get witnessed by somebody, like, this is like the money tip you told me, Will, is like, so... bounties for whatever reason seem to last forever. So like I did one mission, it was a story mission, but I had to wipe out a base pretty much, did it, and then all of a sudden I can't go back into the freaking town for like a year, which it feels like a couple hours. Like Will's like, yeah, I know, I can't go back into three towns, and I'm like, well, what are you doing? I've got story quests and missions to do there.
So
and
he's wait,
like, well, I'm just exploring, and I'm like,
I rode 45 minutes down into Louisiana.
I didn't see Louisiana, so you must be way the hell down there.
It's way the fuck down there. It's a good 45 minute ride.
So you see, like, the problems that we're coming into, like, within, like, the first week of the game.
So, hang on. What do you mean you can't go to the town? Like, what happens if you go to a town that has a bounty on you? Like, you just can't do anything?
Okay, you can get
bounty hunters and the sheriffs will attack you.
We'll kill them.
On top of that, Rodney, when you look into your mini-map, every place is locked to you. So, like, if you want to go to the general store... the general store has a little lock on it and it's locked. So when you actually go in there, they'll cuss you out and they'll say, get out of here. So you can't do anything in the town. And like, dude, there was one mission. I had a bounty on me from the last. Yeah.
They have times too. I'm just letting you know, like those stores close at like at a certain time. Well,
I know they have time.
Oh, fuck,
nope,
that's cool.
That's not true. I know they have times. I walked in there, plain as day. If you bring out your mini-map, when you have a bounty on you in your region, each general store, not the post office, you're supposed to be able to go to the post office because that's how you pay your bounty down, but the stagecoaches, everything will be locked to you. They will not serve you. And so it's like, you can't do anything in the town. And then... like I had a mission where I had a bounty on me from the previous one, but they told me to go sell a horse and I couldn't even do it because the guys wouldn't even talk to me. Yeah.
That still blows my fucking mind. Why can't you just pull out your fucking gun and say, how about you fucking help me or I'll fucking kill you, you fucking dude?
Yeah,
you
but
can
like, dude,
do that. You can do that.
Yeah, you'll get more of a bounty.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, then like, I can get my goddamn horse sold.
Well, that,
yeah,
that's
but then like, you won't have the money to pay off the bounty.
That, and herein lies the problem, boys. You don't have the money to pay off the bounty. You get the bounty from doing missions. It's a straight cuck fest. We don't even know what's going on.
Is this how loot boxes come in?
They're not.
Because you know what? We know Rockstar is kill at loot boxes. Look at GTA 5. That's how they make their money. So you know what? This could be the start once the online starts.
Fucking pay to win. That's some
introduce
bullshit.
Loot boxes, and then they're like, hey, guys, do you want money for your story? Here's some for some fucking Rockstar cards. I hate them so much.
I gotta say though, I got attacked by that gang that you fight in the prologue. I can't remember what they're called.
The O'Douls?
Pinkertons? Or the O'Donnells?
The O'Donnells.
O'Douls is the beer.
So they'll fucking attack you in the wilderness, like make roadblocks and stuff like that. So I killed 6 of them. I'm off my horse, right? Because like I needed cover. Yep. They were lighting me up, and I killed them. And then a stagecoach comes past. And he's like, oh, I'm going to report you.
Yep.
It was self-defense. So what did I have to do? I chased
you
after the stagecoach and I killed him.
Yeah,
wasn't
you
gonna
have
let
to.
Him get...
Buddy,
I didn't need another bounty.
If so, you don't do it, he puts a bounty on you and then you're screwed. Yeah.
Okay, hang on,
So
fucking time out.
An innocent stagecoach driver.
Time out.
But did anyone see you?
Okay, sorry, time out. So the stagecoaches won't be there for you to pick you up and take you anywhere, but they'll be there to report you for a fucking bounty? What the fuck's that shit?
Yes.
Oh, buddy, I had to chase some guy, because, like, I had to do a mission where, like, I was supposed to rough a guy up, and, like, in the mission, I looked it up, he's supposed to die. He dies, and someone reported me. And so I had to chase down this witness. I let him get away the first time, and then I got screwed. And then the second time, I chased him. He was on a horse, and I didn't see him. And I chased him down, and it took me a solid 2 or 3 minutes. And I had to, like, kill him, because it's like, you're going to report me, and I'm going to get screwed.
Yep.
Fuck. This game's... You guys are not making me want to play Red Dead again.
It's really fun. It's frustrating. Oh my god, is it ever frustrating?
Mark yesterday accidentally stole a guy's horse and got a bounty for it.
Yeah.
Buddy, I hopped on my goddamn horse that was beside his horse, and my guy just freaking gets on the other horse, and I'm like, oh shit, get off. I get onto my horse, and they're like, hey, I saw that! And then all of a sudden, I have the police there. And they're just like, God damn it. And then I had to run, and I had to pay a $20 bounty. And $20 is a lot. Like, it's hard, even when you said to, like, when you have a bounty, if you can get away from the area, you might not get the bounty. But that's pretty damn hard.
You gotta move, like, super fast to do it.
And I just figured out, Will, you can do stealth kills.
Oh, yeah, I did. I found out with the knife. You just press circle.
Yeah.
You can kill yourself?
Circle, yeah. A good way to get money, though, is you can steal, like, the expensive stagecoaches and take them to this guy that you make a deal with, and he'll sell them.
I have that guy, but where do you get expensive stagecoaches? Every stagecoach that passes me is, like, a poor man's stagecoach.
Well, I've seen a couple nice ones, but not near that, not near Valentine.
Definitely is frustrating game, but it is fun. It's like, dude, honestly, I think Odyssey is a more polished Red Dead Redemption, but Red Dead Redemption, their combat and their like the gameplay and just like the world is a little better, you know, like it's a hard thing to say, but like I don't know. I think Rockstar builds a really good community, and they build whereas Assassin's Creed, this is like their first venture. You know, it's not an MMO, but It kind of is. But, yeah. It was pretty good. This one's, I think, a little bit better. I like it. I like it. I'm having fun.
That's good. Yeah, you threw a lot of shade on it for someone to say that at the end.
I mean, hey, man, you got to be critical if you want to be the best.
True, yeah.
It's going to take a while to beat the game, obviously, so until I fully beat it, I'll give you a full review then.
By that time, there'll be freaking several full reviews out on the game, and it'll be an afterthought.
So this, probably. Obviously, we'll come back and revisit this later.
Yeah.
So, Red Dead Redemption 2 seems like a good time, man.
Post-launch, right?
Post-launch, yeah. What?
Post-launch.
Any other complaints you have about it, Mark, that you can enlighten me about?
I don't know. We went through stagecoaches. We went through the clunky glitches. We went through some of the bad mechanics. No, that was... pretty much hit everything on the head.
Oh, actually, from the prologue, one thing I did like was that, but I kind of feel like I'm going to forget this at one point. It's going to really fuck me good. But is the keeping all your weapons on the horse?
Yeah, it's fucked me a couple times.
Dude,
I forgot to take my
shotgun
off the horse, and all I went in there with was like a pistol, and I was like, yeah. Oh, I'm so going to die.
You run into a battle with just a lasso and a pistol. Yeah, it's fucked me a couple times.
Yeah, so I know that's going to fuck me for sure. But I do like that it's like, keep all your weapons on your horse. The horse is going to die because it's got so much weight on it. But yeah, you got your long arm and then you got your pistol. Dude, it's good shit.
Honestly, what hasn't been said either is, like, I really do like the whole survival aspect of it too. Is once you come out of the mountains... you get, like, spoiler alert, Rodney, you get, like, a base, and you're set up in this nice little green area.
Yep.
And you have to get your guys ammunition, medicine,
shit, really?
And...
alcohol.
Food. And no, food. It's not alcohol. You don't need alcohol. I thought that last night, too. You actually don't. I looked it up. It's ammunition, medicine, and food.
Interesting. I'm trying to think of other things.
But
that
happened. It's pretty good. It turns it into a bit of a state of decay, but then once your base starts making money, because you have to donate money to it as well, you see it start upgrading, and then you gather followers, and like that's what really like brings it and gives it that second piece to make it like a full game, which I really enjoy. It's really nice.
That's good. I'm trying to think of other things that in the prologue that pissed me off. Yeah, the snow pissed me off, honestly. Like, just the hindering of your movement and all that bullshit.
Did you try?
I have something. Goddamn trees. Trees can fuck off in this game. Like, oh, fuck the trees.
Yeah, he's referring to every time you hit a tree that you, like, almost pretty much die. If you're going full gallop and you just clip a tree, you pretty much almost die. Yeah, so watch out for that. It could kill your horse, and
you don't want that
because it's a pain in the ass trying to get a horse out in the middle of nowhere.
Jesus. I'll fucking even, not even trees, dude. I went under a branch, and I should have cleared it, but apparently my horse can clear it, but I didn't, and I got fucking just rocked.
Dude,
I hit a brick wall.
I got so lucky that I jumped off into like a little bit of a river, but the river was going pretty fast, and my horse hit a rock, and all of a sudden it just boom dies, and I'm like, oh fuck, my horse died. And I was like, literally looked like I was kicking it a little bit, and I was like, no, you're not dead. And I was like, it was glitching a bit, and all of a sudden my horse gets back up and I get back on it, and I'm like, thank fucking God. Oh, that would have been a painful walk.
Oh, shit.
I was chasing that freaking guy from the cult. Not big spoiler, but there's one of the missions,
yeah,
you have to help this kid. And
yeah,
I wasn't following right behind him. I was trying to like cut in front of him, so I didn't see there was like this little cliff. The horse hits a tiny, tiny rock, like the size of a horseshoe. He fucking stops, lands on his head, but he flings me like good 20 feet off the cliff, killing me instantly.
Did your horse die?
No, he got up.
That's surprising. My horse dies every time I hit the slightest little freaking thing.
But like, man, like they treat trees like they're brick walls.
Oh, they do. They do.
Like, there's even an impact sound. Like, it's like boom.
It's funny too, is because you think you can not pay attention for a little bit. Like, you know when you're like, you're farming in WoW or something like that, and you go and you're doing something else on the computer, and then all of a sudden you go back and you're still farming. Like, you can't do that in this. Like, I looked away for a second, I was like packing a bowl, and all of a sudden, whack! And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then, like, the guy's almost dead. Like, he's lying there, just the horse is just like lying on its back.
Yeah, you can't, like, when you're riding your horse, if you look away for a second, that's like that second you die.
Yeah, that's true, because like, I've been in a mission and I've looked away for a second and I've hit a tree and I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, it was not there. Like, did I might have just moved slightly when I looked away or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys Rodney, you think the tree in Halo 1 is bad?
Fuck that tree.
Until you hit it, you'll hit a few trees and you'll be like, oh goddamn. Especially when like you try, like, you know when you're going to a location and it's telling you to take like to the left and then go right, but you just go straight and you'll be like, yeah, I can make my own way. And then that way is through a forest of trees. You're just like, ah.
You gotta like
you gotta dodge.
Man, you gotta, dodge.
I've like made it out of a forest, like, oh, that's pretty good. And then I've also like been hit like three times on the way out.
Yeah, those man, fuck trees. Fuck them all. They shouldn't exist. I really want a flamethrower. I'd burn down.
They just made it real, which I kind of, like, again, it's one of those things you don't like, but you kind of appreciate.
Okay, a couple of the trees that killed me, I should have been able to run right through.
You got killed by, I've never been killed by a tree. I've, like, literally almost been dead, but I've never been killed by a tree.
I did, because I didn't have much health going into it.
Oh, that was your last length and you just hit a tree.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Arthur Morgan, killed by a tree.
Dude, yeah, I don't, what they say is like, you got, like, I'm just about to do, like, spoiler alerts if you're not there, I'm just about to do a mission for the good old, the last guy, what's his name? John Marston.
Yeah, that's the one you're gonna, that's the one you have to steal the fucking thing. Good luck.
Well, you know what? I've been doing all these missions that Will said have been very difficult. I've been doing them with ease, so we'll see.
Yeah, but is this with ease? You getting all these bounties? Oh.
Yeah, well, I've paid my bounties. I just pay. Will will not pay a bounty where I will go to the city and pay the bounty so I can do the missions.
Has anybody?
I'm saving up to buy better guns. He's spending all his money on bounties.
That's fine, because When you progress through the game, you make money. Like, there's missions set up to make you money.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about that.
So, has anybody, any of you guys tried to, like, kill all the sheriffs and whatever the fuck in town?
No.
Yeah, no. God, no. Can you imagine your fucking bounty?
Dude, the bounty would be huge. Money is, like, a very hot commodity. You get, like, you sell something and you get, like, 10 cents, maybe 5 cents. And, like, when you want to buy something, it's, like, $8, $9 or something like that. Like, it's crazy.
I am completely changing my playthrough of fuck being the good guy. I'm going to be the most notorious outlaw
dude,
there fucking ever was.
Notorious outlaw, because you get all the money. Good guys get fucked out of so much money.
And then, we had to talk about this as well. So there's like little of like in-game missions you'll just come across, like a lady, like her horse died and you have to like give her a ride home, but you also have to get the horse off her.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh dude, watch out for those missions. Yeah, ones
they
where you'll be
take you way too far away than where you were heading.
Ones will be like you're literally about to do a mission that you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this for so long, I'm gonna do it, and then all of a sudden someone asks you for help and you're like, okay, sure, I'm right here, and then it takes you goddamn clear across the map in the other direction you were going in, like to the farthest town you were just at, and you're just like, ah, This is so painful. So you gotta drive all the way back to that godforsaken town and then go all the way. It's a goddamn hour, I swear to God. There'll be missions, if you do not fall for them, do not do them, run past them. They are an hour out of your time. Like, don't do it. It's so painful.
Yeah, I really wish there was auto horse.
Auto horse. And that's the thing too, is like, you're driving clear across. Dude, I've been in New Haven and I've had to clear across, go all the way past New Valentine. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I literally did it where I took the person I was with and I went to my, I just didn't care. And I went to my next mission. And she's like, why are you taking me so far away? I'm just going to walk. And I'm like, get off. she just gets off. And I'm like, good riddance. I'm not taking you freaking half an hour out of my way. God damn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be playing that or practicing our speedrun for Halo this week. Well, I'm not sure.
Well, have you played Assassin's Creed, Rodney? Because I know you played Origins.
No, I didn't play it. I haven't picked it up yet. I was, when the fuck do I have time to play that? I barely had time to play Red Dead.
I know, but like, if you're going to play, I know I missed the whole review on Assassin's Creed, but like, still play Red Dead. It's a great game. Play it. But if you get a time and you get the time, play Odyssey. It is awesome. Yeah, amazing.
Because I pretty much...
I pick it up for Black Friday.
Yeah, because I pretty much... I'm leaving Magicians early to go work on this other show. And that takes me till Christmas. So,
the MOW?
Yeah, and the MOW is going to be garbage, dude. It's going to be fucking awful.
Well, me and Will are here to do some days for you if you need them.
If I'm allowed to have more than three PAs,
I'll take them. Oh, yeah, three PAs you're allowed? Oh, Jesus.
It's a road show.
The driver and the onset, like the set person.
Yeah. So,
oh, Jesus! You don't even get like freaking grunts. No, wow.
No, and I'll have to hire. We'll sidebar this later, but I just wanted to touch on our charity event again. So. If you guys are interested in watching our charity event, it's, like we said, on November 3rd. We're starting at 3 a.m., so we'll record the speedrun. So if you didn't catch a speedrun, that's not a problem. We'll just upload it to our YouTube page. You guys can check it out after. Will and I are pretty confident. I think we'll at least get an hour 40, like, for the whole game.
Yeah, we're not going for any world records.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hour 40.
Yep.
That's nothing, man. I just watched
speed runs. It's going to be crazy if you want to see some Halo at a really fast pace.
Yeah.
That's not fast pace, man. I just watched a video Rodney sent me last night where the guy did it in an hour and 15.
Yeah.
God damn it. He shaved like 20 minutes off of your time.
Dude, he did some fucking insane shit. Like, he was like, he flood bumped so much in that thing. It was crazy.
Well, boys, you guys know what you need to do now.
No, we gotta get two down and then three and four for the achievements. Because that's why we started speedrunning initially. So Halo 1 was to get the beat legendary under 3 hours. Yeah, so.
Which we got.
Yeah, we got that one. We haven't gotten two yet. I think we need to shave off 20 minutes somewhere.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still fucking hard.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so November 3rd, you can watch it on our website at videogamesnow.ca and then click on live stream thing. Yeah, live stream. It'll be on the live stream page, and then you can either watch us on Twitch, our YouTube channel, or our Mixer. And it's for a good cause. We're doing it for a children's charity, so throw a couple bucks towards the kids, and it's going to be a good time. So, check out everything.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
Red Dead time.
Red Dead. Yeah, Mark, you should join our team, our charity team, and try to raise some money for some kids while you kill a bunch of bandits.
I will do it as long as I don't have to work the next day. 100%.
You do so. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, how do you think I fucking feel?
I'll think about you guys while I'm sleeping at Rodney's still.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, if Will was working, he wouldn't be doing it either. So he's got the day off prior and before.
I'm literally getting like 4 hours of sleep in 3 days, so you can suck my dick.
You literally, you don't have the health condition I do.
True. See, look, I just told Mark to suck my dick, and he's not all for it, so I guess begging for blowjobs ain't working out for anything.
Oh, wow, you're witty, eh? That's pretty good. I liked it. I'm impressed.
Anyways, like I said in the beginning of the show, we're going to speedrun Halo 1. We'll do that first because I don't want to play any other Halos and then lose our edge on speedrunning anything first. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to try to get a couple more people on our team for Halo 3 and 4 and 5, I think.
Yeah, hopefully you can do it on 4. I'm not really sure. I got to look into it.
Oh, are you guys going to speed run with the crowd?
We're going to get Cody and Cole to come join us on 3 and 5 for sure, and 4 if it'll let us.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have it, but Cody and Cole, I don't know. You guys might get a little frustrated there.
Well, I mean, 3's easy. 3's, it's not easy, but it's easier than fucking 2, I'll tell you that right now. So with 2 of us, with 4 of us, it should be a breeze.
2's garbage.
Like I said, I watched a speedrun of Buddy, Monopoly. Speedrun 2 on Legendary was straight out of the bull's ass, dude. Like, the shit he was pulling was fucking ridiculous. Like...
Yeah?
Yeah, he was, like, sword lunging across the whole fucking map, basically. It's called a sword cancel. So, he'll take a weapon, he'll just be running with the sword, and as soon as the sword turns red, you can do the sword lunge, right?
Yeah, so you can cancel it.
Yeah, so he'll start the sword lunge, and then he'll quickly switch to his secondary weapon, and it cancels the sword lunge, but Master Chief's already flying through the air, so he'll fly as far as the physics fucking engine will take him. It's fucked. It's a game-breaking thing, for sure. So,
you want to try?
Maybe, actually. I might try to figure out how to do that, yeah, but you'll need a sword and... But here's the thing, is we have to do Regret immediately after Delta Halo. Because that's the only way you'll start with a sword. Otherwise, you start with your stock shit.
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember. But yeah, anyways.
But there's a sword elite in the first room, too.
That's true. So never mind. Maybe you don't. Yeah, we gotta do the... Fuck, I hate the Arbiter levels more than I hate the Master Chief levels, though. The Arbiter levels are garbage. But he finished the first one in, like, 3 minutes. It was fucked. Yeah. Yeah, he's good, dude. The Monopoly, he's good. He was losing his shit on a couple parts because there was, like, some random piece of collision in the wall and he wasn't able to do his trick. And he was like, what the fuck? Just losing it. So...
Well, I'll watch his full video and we'll see what happens.
Yep. Hey, Blessed Unleashed, does that come out this month, the beta?
No information yet, but the beta is supposed to be available shortly, so I'm hoping we'll hear about it soonish.
Okay, once we get
That's another Microsoft game that comes out with a lot of hype and then leaves us wanting more.
You think so?
I think so. I'm just a hater on Microsoft, and that's every game that they've ever given us. So, except for Halo, but
yeah, dude, that was like we're playing Halo fucking ago, one, so. And that came out 17 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. That came out like 10 years ago, and you guys are still playing the original Halo.
Yeah. So, we have the beta code, so we're gonna try it out, and we got lots of beta codes to give away. So, yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. We also signed up for beta for Black Desert Online.
Oh, this is the part where you jump in and fucking shit on that too.
I don't know Black Desert Online. I can't shit on it. But I will also say that Resident Evil 2, the remake, is coming out soon. Don't have the exact date on that,
That's January.
I played that and that was awesome.
Good shit.
For all you guys that like Claire and Leon out there, it was odd. Like, did you play a lot of Resident Evil 2, Rodney?
No, not really. I didn't play any of them.
No,
really.
No. You didn't? Like, dude, that brings you back. Claire and Leon, there were so many. Like, even like when we were there at PAX, like, I saw so many like Claire and Leon cosplays, that the fans are excited.
Yeah. I played a lot of different video games. Like, I kind of somewhat stick to the mainstream shit now, because I don't have time anymore. But when I was in...
Evil 2 was mainstream back in the day.
No, I know.
That was, like, the game to play.
I played Left 4 Dead 2 instead.
I get it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, when I was in film school, I played a lot of shit. And one of those games is actually Red Dead 1, so...
See, I never played Red Dead 1. I just thought it was a cheap ripoff of Grand Theft Auto, and when they came out at this, like, they came out pretty much the same time, that I was like, I'd rather go Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. I played Grand Theft Auto, too.
Resident Evil.
What about Resident Evil?
I preferred Red Dead over Grand Theft Auto back then.
Oh, wow. Throwing some shade.
Well, I don't know. GTA was fucking loose in terms of... It didn't seem like a polished game.
Like, yes. We can talk about that, too. I would be shitting on GTA 5 just as hard as I'd be shitting on Red Dead 2 now.
No, I'm talking about before GTA 5. GTA 5 was the most polished one. Yeah, 4 was fucking loose.
No, it was not the most polished. Like, GTA 5 had a lot of glaring freaking bugs in it, too.
But it was the first one with a story that I actually gave a shit about.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I agree with that, yeah.
I didn't like Nico Bellic.
You're right. If you go, yeah, I didn't really. I liked Nico Bellic, but he didn't do anything for you to connect with him. Whereas like Franklin and Trevor, those were all classic characters, which you could, yeah. But like the bugs in that game were real too. I've had my issue with bugs on my replay.
I like how Trevor is like the first person in GTA that actually resembles the player playing the fucking game.
Yeah.
Just
you know, with
everyone.
All these bugs on your for you, Mark, on games, you know, I think a good prank for you would just be one day, like, you coming home and I'll like just offload a whole bunch of bugs, like, in your home.
Yeah.
I already got bugs in my home, so you don't have to worry about that.
Hey, you know what? These bugs and glitches are what's making our speed run a fucking good thing to watch.
Yeah.
That is true. That's what speedruns are built on, is guys like you finding these things, exploiting them. So
yeah,
hats off to you guys for the patience to doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot of practice, dude. Like some of the the triple grenade jump is fucking annoying as fuck, because I have it, like I'll practice it and I'm like, okay, if I get it 3 times in a row, then I got it, and I'll get it 3 times in a row and then I'll come back and do it and then I fuck it up, and it's like, no.
Yeah, I respect that, because like, dude, speedrunning has got to be like 100 times trying to get it, but then you like you fail 100 times, but the one time you get it and then you move on, and then you got to fail like another 100 times before you can master that part.
Yeah, and the most annoying part too is like the Halo especially is like 112% random bullshit. Like, you'll turn around the corner and like, oh, that grunt wasn't there last time. Or, oh, you know, fucking that shotgun guy didn't show up and I'm kind of fucked without the shotgun.
Or instead of there being like a couple blue, a blue elite or a blue and a red, you got like 3 black and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I love that. If you look up speedrunning tips, they're like, just kill these 2 guys quickly. And then it's like, really, there's 4? And you're like, what?
Yeah. So yeah, there's
like that adds so much time.
And then sometimes like the fucking DPS, or not DPS, the damage from your fucking gun just changes sometimes. Like Will legit shot an elite in the head 8 times and he didn't fucking die, and Will's like, what the actual fuck? Like, he's sitting in a turret, so he's not moving, and he Will just keep shooting him in the head, and he just was retarded.
He was, are you sure Will was shooting him in the head?
Oh yeah, he was.
No, yeah. I'm just joking. Yeah, I know. That's annoying too. You'll hit one grunt. Elite in the head. Yeah, sniping a grunt, that's annoying as well too.
No, like they're supposed to die with one hit, but like I had one grunt just like laugh off a shot. Like,
yeah. He turns to you and laughs, and he's got a gaping. Yeah,
when you shoot him in the face, and they're like about to kill you, and you're like, that'll kill you, and then you're reloading, and then that grunt is still alive, and it kills you, or something like that.
My most favorite glitch of Halo 1 is backpack reloading. Like, it's a fucking time saver. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So, do you know what that is, Mark?
No, I don't.
So, okay, so in Halo, it only works in Halo 1, but if you push the reload button twice and then switch weapons, your gun will reload while it's put away. So it's like, it saves so much fucking time when you have the sniper.
Wow.
Yeah, so like...
Are you sure it does? Do you have to think about it too much before you reload?
I automatically already double tap reload.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow. You've got it for so long.
Yeah, like when you're in the library with the flood and stuff like that, I was always using the shotgun. Well, Rodney does too, but I tried lately with my backup weapon being the pistol.
Yeah.
And it really helps because pistol's giving me a bit of range where the shotgun just nukes them.
The only gun that doesn't work on is the shotgun, actually, because you have to reload 12 individual shells into the thing, so it only works for one.
Oh, yeah. And that's, like I said, that's like you guys either hearing about it or figuring it out that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so it really helps with a sniper because it only has four shots, and it seems like everything in the fucking game takes four shots to die. So you use all four shots and then backpack reload.
Especially on legendary, right? Are you guys doing the speedruns on legendary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know what? When you go and you play through it normally, it's like this isn't even that fucking hard anymore.
You know? Like, again, it's because you guys have practiced for this speed run where you know what you guys got to do kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're just, like, killing people out of, like, I have to go here, kill you, you're in my way. You're not killing everything out of, like, necessity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. There's the one mission, Two Betrayals, it's redonkulous. Like, you got to kill so much shit. Like, just to survive.
And the Banshee.
Survive, yeah.
Yeah. Even in the world record, the guy died on Betrayal 5 times. That's the only level he died on was the 2 Betrayals. It is fucked.
And that guy died on it, too. So has there been a speed run that's, like, flawless on that?
I'm sure there has been, but, like, it's not an easy level. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, and speaking of, Will, you notice that he punched that Banshee through the roof of the door instead of using the ghost? I wonder if that helped.
I don't know how. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would that'd be
we gotta
huge
figure out how to do that. That's 100 tries right there.
Yeah.
But like, there's Banshees in there, Mark. Like, you'll get in the Banshee and then you have to go down this tunnel. It's such bullshit because you have like four other Banshees that are shooting at you, and then when you get to the bottom, there's flood there with rocket launchers.
Yeah, and you die like 4 to 5 times. So I think what Will and I are gonna try when we practice again is like one. Both of us go down to Banshees, and then one just turns around and fucking just covers the other guy, or else he's fucked. It's easy enough to dodge the rocket flood, because if you just stay high enough, they seem to shoot a little bit too low, and they miss you, but the Banshees behind you just fucking shred your shield.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're really excited to do it. Alright, I think we should wrap this up, and so play some Red Dead and let us know what your thoughts are on it. I'm definitely going to bitch about it.
I'm gonna play it. I'm not sipping. Like, you guys think I'm not hating on it? Like, I do. I am hating on it a bit, but it's because I expect so much out of it.
Yeah.
And I do love it. It's an awesome game. I just think, like, if you're gonna, like, bring a game out 7 years in the making and there's so much hype about it, like, you would not have the train stopping and the guy glitching and then me having to restart the entire mission. Like, you know, there's little things that I'm sorry that I expect as a consumer. Damn, I'm still a little salty about all these things I've had to go through.
All right.
It's just so early in the game, and I've experienced like two or three traumatizing things where I've had to, like, these are like game enders where I've had to, like, go from one end of the map to the other because of a glitch, and it's like, ah, goddammit.
All right, on that note, this is Rodney, Will, and Mark signing off, and definitely check out our So next week, I don't think we're not going to release a podcast next week just because we're doing this 24-hour thing. So
we don't have time.
Yeah, we just don't have. We're literally using the entire day to stream this thing. So, anyways, so check that out. It'll be a lot of fun, and we hope you guys can join us on the chat and let us know your thoughts live. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, I'll see you guys next weekend. Peace.
You guys.
See you guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.